Get to some Tiger thoughts coming up here on 97.1 The Ticket. They've kind of been swamped with the Aiden Hutchinson injury kind of has hijacked the talk of everything else. Because it's, I mean, look, it's obviously a huge deal and team with Super Bowl aspirations. Here's an interesting, you tell me what you think of this. JB writes in, I'm worried Brad Holmes might be like Al Avila and that he's great at drafting and not very good at making trades. Brad hasn't really made any big trade of substance, and he seems to give up a lot in return when moving up in the draft. So, look, I don't expect anybody to be perfect. I don't hold anybody to a perfect standard. It's unfair. It's what percentage of moves do you get right? The one thing I would say that is vastly different is I think it's harder to make significant trades in the NFL because of the accelerated cap hits that teams hit, that teams take. Like if you sign a guy and he gets a $25 million bonus, signing bonus, it's spread out over 5 years and you want to trade him after 1 year, you have to take the $20 million cap hit because the signing bonus gets spread out over the 5 years. You have to take a $20 million cap hit if you move him after 1 year. There's none of that to deal with in the majors. So I think that's a league whose system promotes trading a lot more than the NFL. It's kind of the one thing I think the NFL, for sheer entertainment value, hasn't perfected is how to deal with cap ramifications on trades.
Well, I would say that I think Brad Holmes has at least one fantastic trade under his belt, and it's the first one he made.
Yeah.
When he traded Matthew Stafford and acquired Jared Goff and a couple of first-round picks that keep getting bandied about and ended up being Jared Goff, Melvin Fonwu, Jameson Williams, Josh Pascal, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, and Broderick Martin. Is that a pretty good trade?
Yep. Yep, that's a great trade.
So I'm not sure I understand that too much. Now, the free agent spot, I'll agree they haven't gone out and really gotten free agents of substance. He has yet to – well, that, even that's not true. David Montgomery.
Yeah.
Is that a good signing?
Yeah.
Was Jamal Williams a good signing?
Yeah. Was Josh Reynolds a good signing?
Yeah. I mean, was Patrick a trade or was he a signing?
Alex Anzalone, was that a good signing?
I mean, so, yes, there's a Trinity Benson in there. You could look
Marcus
at that.
Marcus Davenport. But yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Traded TJ Hockenson.
I think the NFL, the skill set of drafting is way more important than the other skill sets. More so than the other sports. But kind of workshopping that idea. I don't know if that's true, but I think it's true. That it's more important to be great at drafting in the NFL than any other sport.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's important, obviously, in every sport.
It's important in every sport, but the baseball and hockey in particular, it's such a runway for prospects.
Yeah, because it takes forever. But football, you're drafting guys that are 22 years old and ready to play.
From
a position, it might take a little longer.
Josh and Warren says, I love what Sheila has done, but don't you wish Mike Ilitch owned the Lions? We would have both Garrett and Crosby by now. Ha ha.
No, because it's impossible to extrapolate that. The NFL has a salary cap.
Yep.
Major League Baseball does not.
Yep.
So that's just nonsensical.
From an unnamed texter, I totally agree with everything Doug is saying here about Hassan Reddick. It's clear no one is giving him an extension. Now it's all about trying to fix the image and replenish his value around the league. And I think that's where I'm at. I think that is more like the most likely logical scenario for the Lions to make a bigger splash is to get Hassan Reddick. The one thing that might work against Hassan Reddick is his skill set, does it fit their defensive scheme? And I always worry about, you know, that outside linebacker guy is not a true edge rusher, like an edge that sets the edge and is good against the run, typically. But, I mean, Reddick might be better than that I'm aware of. I don't know.
Well, is Reddick, would he be better than a healthy Derek Barnes?
At setting an edge?
Well, just as it's a position, right?
I mean, overall, yeah.
Okay. I think he'd be a welcome addition to this team.
I'm the football part of it, like the stats that he would provide, seems to provide. I sometimes think scheme gets in the way of a player's skill set, and I don't know. You know, I think they'd find a way to make it work, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But I'm also not 100% sure he's going to say, yeah, I'll go. I just want to go play. But that seems more likely to me. 248-539-9797. By the way, I don't think we've talked about enough how freaking good Brian Branch was last Sunday and how his...
Well, he was my champ of the week.
I'd say collectively the show has not. We have not talked about... Because that's a guy that is really blossoming, and I just think his play, like this next week against Minnesota, this secondary, and Brian Branch, if they continue to make plays, and Minnesota's, you know, Justin Jefferson and Jalen Naylor and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson's back, right?
I think he's
is he back?
Be back, I believe so.
Ha, you're talking about a real test. This pass defense is really going to get tested. And I can't wait to see Branch and company go up against them.
They are definitely going to be tested. And I think we're all collectively as Lions fans excited to see, maybe excited is a wrong word, but we're curious to see what the defense looks like without Aiden Hutchinson out there. Mm-hmm. And because it's, I don't think they run the same defense. I think they're going to make adjustments and try to make up for the fact that they don't have him there. And does that mean that they're going to blitz more from the linebacker spot? Does that mean that Brian Branch is going to come at you more? Will Carlton Davis be? I mean, they can throw it at so many different guys at you. But as far as Branch is concerned, God, I love Brian Branch.
Yep.
It's, I mean, that was that name. The second that he didn't go in the first round, we all discussed the next day, you know, prior to the show and talking about players available here in the second round, the Lions of these second round picks, and we're like, Brian Branch, that's who we want. We want Brian Branch. First round talent, can't believe he slipped in the second round, and there he is. When you look at building a football team, and on the defense in particular, and how you craft a really good defense, you need star players at all three levels. They have one with Hutchinson. I don't know if Anzalone's a star, but Anzalone's so solid, and I think he's way underrated.
Probably.
And Brian Branch could be that star player in the secondary. I love what he does. And that's not, and I don't even want to sell short what Kirby Joseph has done. And I love the potential of Terrion Arnold and others back there. I think it's such an improved secondary that when we talk about life without Hutchinson, I do think this Lions defense can be better than last year's defense was. And it's because of the secondary. Even though last year's defense had Hutchinson, I just think that even with Hutchinson, they were not a good defense at all last year. But are they going to be better this year than what they were last year, even without Hutch? And I think the answer could be yes.
That might be just simple as they just changed their secondary. Now, Kirby's been there.
That's
he was
I
there
think.
Last
yeah.
year, but Carlton Davis and Terrion Arnold, right? New two starting corners. You bring Robertson in, who plays a lot of nickel, and moving Branch to safety, which allows him to be on the field at all times. The thing last year was when he wasn't playing safety, there were games that actually his snap count was a lot lower than you expected it to be because they just couldn't, the formation of the offense didn't allow Branch to be on the field. But when you start him at safety, with him and Joseph, you probably have the two best young safeties in the league right now.
Yeah, the Lions are good safeties. The Packers are really good safeties. And you like what you see out of it. And Rakestraw, another defensive back, it's because they completely overhauled the secondary. And like you said, and now you're able to play Branch where maybe he's better suited and can make more of an impact. And my God, is he making an impact. Two interceptions and a forced fumble last week to go with six tackles and a couple pass breakups. The guy's been amazing.
So good.
Yeah, the thing I worry about though is you know, obviously Hutch, without Hutch, he's the one guy for sure that was able to make a play and beat his man one on one. So that made the offense have to chip, have to bring another guy over. Now without Hutch, someone has to make a play, someone has to beat their man, you know? And is it Aleem McNeil? Is it more stunts? Is it more blitzing? Whatever it is, they're gonna have to find a way because Hutch was doing everything on his own over there by himself, which allowed other guys to be great as well.
I think we're going to see a combination of McNeil and Reeder up the middle, and that's where you're going to see the pressure.
So Other thing I wanted to bring up here, Jack Fox didn't punt last weekend. The Lions
out of protest.
The Lions put out a highlight video of Jack Fox's workday. And it was like dramatic NFL music, slow motion replays of Jack Fox catching snaps and holding for all of Jake Bates's field goal attempts and extra points. And it's rather hysterical. But here's my question, and we'll take 10 texts right now at 248-539-9797. If you are Jack Fox, did you shower after the game? We'll take your first 10 texts. Jack Fox didn't punt, didn't run down the field on punt coverage. All he did was hold on extra points and field goals. If you are Jack Fox, do you shower after the game? First 10 texts at 248-539-9797. We'll read on the air and tally up these votes. Not one punt from Jack Fox. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.